Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, October the 1st. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn up 2 cents, December wheat down 5.5 cents, and November beans up 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 20 ticks, 99.22, so still pretty strong. These are close to new contract highs if they're not already. Crude oil is up 64 a barrel. Gold and silver are mixed. Not a whole lot going on here this morning. We had the rumors yesterday of China buying 2 million metric tons of beans. It didn't seem like it was from a very reliable source. I only heard about it from one individual who said they saw it online somewhere. There was no announcements today. So whether or not it's true or not, I think remains to be seen. Certainly no indication so far. But that didn't stop the beans from closing higher overnight. Crop progress showed the beans improved 1 percentage point, corn unchanged. But the crop is still very far behind in maturity. So if we were to get some freezes out here in the next week or 10 days, it could do some damage, but I don't think it'll be a game changer out here. What could be a game changer is the stocks numbers. Certainly friendly out here. And I think when we add in the lost acres and maybe a little bit lower yields, we might have something going in these markets. Funds are still short 135,000 contracts of corn. They're short about 35,000 beans, about 40,000 meals. So there's still some upside potential with the funds just covering their shorts, let alone going long in these markets. Not sure why wheat was so weak overnight. I didn't see anything in particular. Kansas City was down 7. I think the fact that they're getting the winter wheat in the ground, it was 39% versus 38 on average, may have put a little damper on the wheat, and guys sold some wheat and bought some beans against it. Aside from that, really don't see much out here. We're hoping to get some follow-through. We've got some resistance in the beans up around 9.11, 9.12. We've got resistance in the corn at 3.90. So hopefully we can get over those numbers today and see some higher prices. And I think it'll be fairly easy to do if we get the funds to come in here and cover some of their shorts. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.